Yes, all of them. Okay, one advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it's close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train, but the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11. Okay.
For example, if I say the price of a train ticket is $5, right? You should say, actually, the price of a train ticket is
20.
dollars.
Yeah.
But please be sure to use complete sentences in your correction.
Okay. Okay.
Can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, I can take the bus to New York City. No, the price of the bus ticket is $11. New York City has many restaurants and a huge variety of different types of food. Within a single block, you might find an Indian restaurant, a Middle Eastern restaurant, and a Japanese restaurant. Other restaurants serve Mexican food, Indonesian food, and of course, American food. Chinatown is known for its wonderful Asian restaurants. Yes, there is some Middle Eastern food restaurant in New York City. No, it's known for the Asian food. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from Fifth Avenue to Eighth Avenue. The newest park is the Highline Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue. No. Pardon, pardon. No, it's above 30 level. Oh. It's above the tree street level. No, it's on 11th Avenue. There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historic landmark you can visit. It's located in northern Manhattan and you can take the subway there. It's part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too. Yes, it's a part of the Metropolitan Museum. No, it's located in northern Manhattan. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes. Yes, it consists of North and South America. No, it's located in North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lights and two-way roads use yellow lights. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other lane, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane.
Thank you. A solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane, right?
Yeah, cars cannot cross a solid line.
And two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, two-way roads use yellow lines. Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and a higher unemployment rate. People living in rural areas generally have less access to health care. Studies show that life expectancy is lower in rural areas than in urban areas.
Do people living in rural areas have less access to healthcare?
Yes, they have less access to healthcare.
And life expectancy is lower in urban areas, right?
No, in urban areas, there are higher life expectancy.
Right. Thank you.
Okay.